Psalm 50 and verse 10 and several other passages that we're going to look at in the next few minutes. Marcus, in our prayers, we bless you for what you're doing. And we send our prayers with you, not only for your journey, but the work that you're going to do while you're there. Psalm 50, beginning in verse 10, reads, "For every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird of the mountains, and everything that moves in the field is mine. If I were hungry, God says, I would not even tell you. The world is mine and all it contains." Reading this passage recently, I was reading it for an entirely different study, but I had one of those moments where I just kind of paused and thought, wow, did I really know that passage that well and then miss that one thought? Man, I've used verse 10 100 times or 1,000 times, but I'm not sure that I ever sat back and considered the full ramifications of all three of those verses together. So I read them again, and then I began to dig, and I began to look at some other verses, and I read passages like Exodus 19 and verse 5. "Now then, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine." Deuteronomy 10 and verse 14. "Behold, to the Lord your God belong heaven and the highest heavens, the earth and all that is in it." Psalm 24 and verse 1, "The earth is the Lord's and all it contains, the world and all those who dwell in it." Job 1 and verse 21, Job says, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 26, repeating the Old Testament passages, "The earth is the Lord's and all it contains." I've made statements like, "Our God is the God of Fort Knox." And I have no doubt that everything in existence belongs to Him. He created it. He spoke it into existence. But the realization I had is this: I am the richest man on the face of the earth, and I am dead broke at the same time. And you might wonder, what in the world? Here it is. My Father owns it all. I am an heir to everything in existence, and yet, even though I am that rich, I do not own anything. And that makes me broke. It's not mine. Even as an heir to the throne, it's not mine. It is His. Everything in existence, everything I have is borrowed. Everything I have is on loan from God. Everything I have is a gift, which means our word for this morning, I am a steward. The word steward, not Stuart, like Derek and them, or Nick, but steward, means one who looks after or manages another's belongings. And so you're thinking, and Marty's already made reference to how we think sometimes, "Oh man, you're going to tell me I got to put more in the collection plate." No, I'm not. It's not what this is about at all. But I want to make some observations this morning that you may not have considered. And at one point, it's going to get kind of personal. So stay with me. Let's make some observations, though. Psalm 50, 10 through 12. Everything belongs to Him. He said, "I don't even have to let you know that I'm hungry because I don't need anything. It's all mine. The cattle on 1,000 hills, all the beasts of the field. I harvest what I want, I grow what I want, I keep what I want, I give what I want. Exodus 19 and verse 5, man belongs to him, especially his covenant people. And so this body right here is his. Belongs to him. Deuteronomy 10 and verse 14 that we read, everything in heaven and on earth belongs to him. Does that leave anything out? Kind of encompasses all of existence, doesn't it? Psalm 24 and verse 1, the earth is his and all that it contains is his. Including me. I am mine no more. Galatians 2 and verse 20. Job 1 and verse 21, everything that I have is given to me as a gift. Job's the wealthiest man in his part of the world or the world in general. He said, guess where I got it? God gave it. And God took it away. And I'm good with that. 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 1. I want you to understand that you are a steward of the gospel. This message has been given to us in earthly vessels to be shared with the world. I'm going to be held responsible for what I do with the message. If I live my entire Christian life and I don't bring anybody else to Christ, what have I done with my stewardship? If I don't teach my children, if I don't teach my spouse, if I don't teach my friends, if I don't share the message, what have I done with my stewardship? 1 Peter 4 and verse 10, I am a steward of every talent or gift that I have been given. And he says, what are you supposed to do with that? Employ it for the service of the body. I develop them. I work on them. I learn skills. But who I am, what I am, what I'm capable of doing, all goes back to him. Every talent, every gift, every ability. Matthew 25, 14 through 30. Flipping over there to read. And this time the word steward is just implied. He's going to use the word slave and master. There's a man about to go on a journey, verse 14. He calls his own slaves and he entrusts his possessions to them. His possessions to them. So a stewardship. He is passing something into their care where he's going to come back and require it of them so that he can go on this journey. And he breaks it up based on their abilities. He gives five and he gives two and he gives one. He says, look, now I'm going to go away. You're responsible for this stuff. Immediately the one that received five talents went and traded with him and gained five more. The one who received two, verse 17, went and did the same thing. The one who received one ran away, dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. And then the master comes home and he calls them into account. And even though the word stewardship is implied, here it is. Give me back what's mine and tell me what you've done with it. Oh, I doubled it for you. I doubled it for you. Oh, I got scared and I hid it. I didn't do anything with it. So the point I want you to get, this third thing here in this list, is I'm going to give an account of my stewardship. If the cattle on 1,000 hills belong to me and he's loaned them to me, I've been given those gifts. If my graces and my gifts and my abilities are given to me, loaned to me by him, I am a steward. So at some point, I'm going to give an account for absolutely everything I've ever done with everything he has ever given me. So what does that mean? It means I'm driving God's car. Therefore, when my car is not where it is supposed to be, at 5 o'clock this evening, if your car is not at worship where it's supposed to be, if your car is going where it should not go, you will answer for it. I told you it was going to get personal. Wow. That's heavy. That's heart-stopping. It means I'm watching God's TV. Therefore, when I'm not using it to watch what I should watch, when I'm using to watch what I should not watch, I'll answer for it. The air just went out of this room. It means I'm living in God's house. If I'm not using it the way I should, when things are going on in it that should not be, when I'm not rearing my children in it the way I should, when I'm not treating my spouse the way I should within it, I will answer for it. It means I'm living on God's time. Therefore, when I'm not using my time in the way that I should, or His time in the way that I should, I will answer for it. I've been given a certain number of heartbeats, a certain number of breaths. Every one I use up one. Did I use it the way I should? It means I'm using God's air in my lungs. It means I'm spending God's money. It means my job is His. It means my yard is His. Means my pool, if I had one, is His. Mine's barely big enough for my dog to get in. Means my brain is His. Means my strength is His. Means my tractor's His. It means my family is His. It means my life is His. Means my attitude. I didn't put this one down. I wrote it down just a second ago, standing next to David. It means my attitude's His. So if I come back to the day of judgment and I give my stewardship and I say, God, here's a 55-gallon drum full of good attitude because I didn't use any of it, but this drum is empty because I used up all my bad attitude. And by the way, there's a whole truckload of empty drums over there of bad attitude that I used up. I'm going to be held accountable for it. I'm going to be held accountable for my attitude. I'm going to be held accountable for my love. God, I didn't use this bucket of love You gave me, but I sure used a whole lot of hate. It means that my fill in the blank is His. And I will be held accountable for every act of stewardship, for everything He has ever given me. Everything in my possession. And one day I'm going to stand before His throne and say, this is what I did with it. How I used each and every one of those gifts. That means He wants my bank account. That means He wants my car. He wants my truck. He wants my house. He wants my TV. He wants my library. He wants my computer. He wants my everything. He wants my family. He wants my children. He wants my wife. We often make reference to the fact that when He told the rich young ruler, go and sell everything you have and give it to the poor and come and follow Me, that that's not a blanket statement that we all have to give everything we have to the poor and follow Him destitute. That's true to a point, but it's also false to a point. He said, it already belongs to Me, and if it gets in the way of you following Me, you better sell it. You better give it away. You better get in line. He wants my everything. Which brings me to another thought. And I had this one a while back. And I wrestled with it. And I thought about it. And I wrestled with it some more. And I'm going to go ahead and I want to present this idea to you. Because it falls in line with what we're talking about. Before very long, we're going to finish the Lord's Supper. And we're going to take the opportunity, as we say, as a matter of convenience, to make the collection. And somewhere in that process, probably in the prayer or in the introduction, the one at the head of the table is going to say something like, we have the opportunity to give back a small portion of what is His. Now think about that. I mean, I get it. In that what I'm putting in that tray is truly a very small portion of what He's given me. But the other side, I don't get it. Where has God ever sanctioned a small portion giving? Where has He ever sanctioned a small portion stewardship? I'm not talking about the dollar amount. I'm talking about the attitude behind it. When did He authorize us being stingy with anything that He's given us? At what point did He say, it's okay for me to give Him a small portion of my time, of my attitude, of my health, of my house, of my family, of my car, of fill in the blank? When did He say, hey, it's okay, just pinch off the leftover that you don't want? When did He say it was okay for me to give Him a small portion of my money or my effort? God wants it all. And I'm not talking about what we put in the tray. I'm talking about you put some of it in the tray and then the rest of it's out here. Guess what? It's still His. He still wants it. He still needs it to be used for His service. God has never allowed leftover giving in any aspect of my life. He's never allowed a small portion in any area of life. He said, take up your cross daily and follow me. Not take it up every once in a while. Not follow me when it's convenient. He said, I need you to give absolutely everything you have to me. Get in line. Stay in line. Stick with me. None of self and all of thee. At what point did we delude ourselves into believing that a small portion is okay in comparison to the sacrifice of the Son of God? When the sacrifice that He made for me was so great that God had to turn His face away and the world went black because His Son died, how do I delude myself into any portion of my life other than all of it is enough? How does a small portion compare to the physical things? We've been equipped with a body that has the ability to perform those involuntary actions where I breathe and my blood flows and my cell regenerates. And I don't have to think about it. I don't have to spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week telling my heart, thump, 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 please take a breath, I'm dying here. God took care of it. I don't have to even think about it ever. And so at what point is a little bit of my life enough to pay Him back for that gift? At what point is all of my life enough to pay Him back for that gift? How does a small portion compare to an environment that's conducive to life? We have air to breathe, photosynthesis takes place, our world sustains us. We have a planet that lives in harmony with the sun and moon, and it makes life possible. If you've ever seen the science, a fraction of a degree off in any direction, we either roast or we freeze. Perfection. And that list is endless. It can go on until the computer dies because there's nothing left to put up there. But here's the point. I am a steward, not only of the small portion of money I put in that plate, a small portion of the time, a small portion of my truck. I am a steward of all of it. A steward of absolutely everything. It all belongs to Him. And I must answer for my stewardship. Yeah, grace is involved, without a doubt. But Paul asked the question, should sin continue that grace might increase? And then he said, may that never be the case. So in other words, if I know better, I need to fix it. So this next week, the next few hours, whatever, God's going to give you breath. He's going to keep your heart thumping. He's going to provide you a paycheck. He's going to provide you a vehicle. He's going to provide you a home, heat, air, children, wife, on and on. It's all His. And what if we had to give an answer for that stewardship every day rather than at the end of life? Do you think it would get our attention a little better? Oh, God, this is what I did for my 24 hours today. And now that I think about it, I really didn't do a whole lot. God, here's what I did with my money today. Oh, wow. Didn't realize where that went. Oh, God, here's my attitude for... Ooh, God, don't look at my attitude for the day. We don't necessarily stand before God every day when we do that and do that, but we do stand before Him in prayer, and we are told in 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5 to take an account every day. Maybe our stewardship is where we need to start taking that account. It's His. What are you doing with it? Most importantly this morning, your soul is His. All of it. And it's going to stand before Him one day. And He's either going to tell it, well done, come on in, or He's going to say, depart. In Matthew 25, part of that decision is based on your stewardship. If you're not a child of God, you are wasting the greatest gift in the world, an eternal soul. Come obey the gospel. If you are a child of God, take time to check your stewardship this morning as we stand and sing.